This is Career Opportunities, the High Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. Sponsored by Three Ring Circus, How Real Couples Balance Marriage, Work, and Family. Published by Seal Press. For more information, visit welchwrite.com/TRC. This column and others are available in the print edition of the High Tech Career Handbook. See our website at welchwrite.com/career to order your copy today. Questions and comments can be emailed to douglas@welchwrite.com or added as comments to my main weblog at welchwrite.com/blog. Today's column, from the archives, A Little Crazy, first published July 18th, 2003. I hear it all the time. You must be crazy to turn down that job. Take a month's vacation? Are you crazy? You would be crazy to quit your job now. The truth is, a little craziness is something to be cultivated, not quashed. If you don't have a little craziness in you, you're in danger of locking yourself into a life and a career of staid boredom. Is that what you really want? While I don't consider myself even slightly crazy, to others, I'm a complete wacko. When I decided to leave a relatively secure job to work for myself, I'm sure most of my co-workers shook their heads and assumed I'd be back within a month. When my wife and I decided that I would take care of the baby and she would work in an office for 3 years, most of our friends openly expressed disbelief and immediately assumed that we'd hired a full-time nanny. When I tell people I don't advertise my consulting services, have no written contracts with my clients, and regularly fire customers, they simply refuse to believe me. Of course, these are the same people who regularly complain about stress-related health problems, 12-hour, 7-day work schedules, and the outright fear of being laid off. This always makes me question just who is the crazier person. Is it better to be locked into a job where you have no power and fear for your job, or to work for yourself and still possibly fear for your job? Is it crazier to slave away at 60-hour weeks only to be fired at the successful completion of the project, or wonder about where your next project is coming from, knowing no one can fire you? The truth is, what may have seemed crazy a decade ago should be part of every high-tech career. If you're even moderately successful in your career at this point, you've proven you have the talents necessary to take you to even greater heights. More and more frequently, though, you will find that you need to reach outside the old definition of success in order to transcend it. I believe if you really want to excel in a high-tech career, inside or outside of a large corporation, you need to forget about the old company man stereotypes and get a little crazy. If you want to achieve extreme success in your field, and still have some time left for the rest of your life, here are a few guidelines for a little moderate craziness. Number one, find a company that's a bit crazy, or create one of your own. Finding a company that can deal with even the moderate ideas mentioned below can be daunting. You may find that in order to have the career you want, you may have to strike out on your own. Number two, care a little more about everything. I've often been told I care too much. The fact is, I do care. I care that my clients have a good experience with their computers. I care that people don't get screwed over by their employers. I care that everybody should have the best life they can possibly have. If you don't care about your coworkers or your customers, why are you doing what you do? Find something that you care about more than anything else in your life, and you'll have the beginnings of a successful career. Number three, take time off to do a better job. Whenever you're pushing to get a project completed, make sure you take some time for yourself. No one can work 24/7, but some companies think they should. The law of diminishing returns will soon visit a healthy penalty on anyone who tries to break it. Make sure you take that vacation. Make sure you get to spend your weekends having barbecues and watching your kids play baseball. Sure, people may give you odd looks, but you'll find that when you come back, you'll be running circles around their productivity. Number four, take a lower-paying, better-experience job. We can all get tied up in the money trap. The truth is, though, most of us would rather be working on something exciting and interesting than slogging away putting tab A into slot B. Your career will be enhanced by being involved in projects that make a difference instead of producing yet another insert your product here. More importantly, your life will be enhanced as well. Number 5. Don't take abuse from anyone for any reason. Too many times I hear stories of abuse, mental and physical, from workers in all sorts of companies and all sorts of positions. This can involve everything from excessive unpaid overtime to asking workers to do something unethical or even illegal. This behavior is often justified by the employee because they're in fear of losing their job. I would ask, is this a job worth having? Is sacrificing your own ethics, morals, and well-being worth it? The obvious answer is no. You are the only one who can end the abuse. If you begin to believe that you have no other choice, no other job, no other life, then the abuser has won. The abuse will not only continue, but it's destined to get worse. Crazy ideas? To some. To others, they are the seeds of a plan. They might be just crazy enough to work. Are you crazy enough to give them a try? You just might surprise yourself. This has been Career Opportunities, the High-Tech Career Handbook with Douglas E. Welch. Career Opportunities appears each week in Computer Edge magazine in San Diego, California, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find a link to Computer Edge on the website. A complete text archive of past columns and the print edition of the High-Tech Career Handbook are available on our website at welchwrite.com/career. Questions and comments can be emailed to douglas@welchwrite.com or added as comments to my main weblog at welchwrite.com/blog.